Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. I want to thank you for joining us today. We've got a lot to talk about. You know what? We saw that US-China thing come in here this week, but I'm going to talk about what it means to you with your retirement funds and the things to think about and the lessons to learn from all this uncertainty that we have. But today, we have a special guest and a special topic. Now, we are continuing our travel series, but it's going to be a little bit different, okay? We have Sahara Rose DeVore. She's here. She is a travel coach, okay? She's solo traveled to 84 countries in the last 10 years, and she's the CEO and of the Travel Coach Network. Besides giving some wonderful travel tips, she's going to walk us through on how to become a travel coach. But just to give you a little background on Sahara, okay, besides being the founder and the CEO of the Travel Coach Network, which is a global community of travel coaches. Now, one thing I didn't tell you, she was a broke student, traveled to 84 countries, solo travel blazing, and basically by doing so, she's created her own travel industry and a new path to that one. She believes that travel planning is a lot more than just transaction. If you've done a little bit of traveling, you already know this. It led her created the first. Now, what is the ICF there, Sahara?
Yeah, it's International Coach Federation.
Okay. It's an accredited certificate program for travel coaches. Now, Sahara is a published author, global speaker, TEDx speaker. She's been over 200 media outlets. In fact, she was named the 2023's most influential woman in travel by Travel Pulse. And she's appeared on shows such as Perfect Pitch. She's been on Forbes, all sorts of places. We're just lucky to have you here, Sahara. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Steve, for having me. I'm excited to chat with you.
Yeah, you know what? We're more excited to talk with you. So tell me a little bit about your journey to becoming a travel coach. Because you know what? Everybody loves to hear your story.
And yeah. So I didn't actually grow up traveling. Our extent of traveling was to pack in the family van. I'm from Wisconsin, Milwaukee in particular, and we would drive from Wisconsin down to southern Texas and then over to Mexico, which is where my grandmother's family is from. And then same thing up to the French region of Canada, which is where my grandfather's family is from. But I was so young, I remember bits and pieces of that. No one in my family traveled for business. No one took lavish vacations. I think my grandma even passed away without ever being on a plane in general. And travel just wasn't anything that was in the front of my thought process. And it wasn't until my high school, when I was in high school, I heard about this concept called backpacking Europe. Me and my best friend at the time were like, that sounds like so much fun. We should do that after we graduate, before we go to college. And of course, our parents said no. And so we went to to university, but I also at the same time wasn't someone who knew what my career path was going to be. I wasn't like my friends who knew they wanted to be lawyers or teachers, or they knew exactly their path to the career that they wanted to do. I hopped all around the board. I tried different things. I have a lot of interests, a lot of different schools, but nothing was like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. So it was into my third year university. I was actually changing schools. I was going to Arizona State for 2 years, and I was coming back to the Midwest, and I found a small program in Chicago, and it actually had a hospitality and tourism program. And I was like, travel, that's cool. Who doesn't want to travel, right? So I applied and I got in, and it was during that program that I really, my mind was open to the possibilities of how much I could travel. There was a lot of foreign exchange students who were from Europe and Asia who talked about they've been to 10, 15, 20 plus countries. And being a US citizen, that blew my mind. We are not close to that many countries, and you can't just go to another country for a day and come back. And so it was that day that I was like, the first day of class, I said, I'm going to travel the world when I graduate in 2 years from now. Like you mentioned, as in my introduction, I was a broke college student. I'm an only child from a single mom, and we were very middle class. We didn't have disposable income for travel. I was living in the busy city, expensive city of Chicago, that I could barely afford my rent. I was using coupons for groceries. I didn't have my car. I was very minimal in what I was able to afford. But something inside me said, when I graduate in 2 years from now, I want to, on that backpacking Europe trip. And I did. In 2010, I graduated from university. I was like, I have the time, the freedom. I also was struggling with my mental health at the time, always having anxiety disorder growing up. I was experiencing depression at the time. And I just wasn't happy in my mind and in my where I was living and my routine and everything. And I was like, I want to get away. I need to get away. And I thought I'd go for a month and a half to Europe. And I got bit by the travel bug, and I came back home. And instead of figuring out my life and settling down, I packed a new bag and I headed to Costa Rica. And then that was the beginning of my journey around the world for the next decade.
Oh, wow. That sounds so cool. There's so many people that work. We had that dream, but mom and dad shut it down.
That happens.
No, it just is what it is. And that's great. So I think that's really, really, really cool. So you traveled the world. What started getting you into, I would like to be a travel coach?
Yeah. So I continued to struggle to figure out what my career path was going to be for many years. I knew what I learned about in my university, the different roles and opportunities. I was living in the big city of Chicago, which is very much a tourism hospitality hub. I didn't like any of those things. I didn't want to work in hotels. I didn't want to be a flight attendant. I wanted to work for a company that paid me to travel for business. I didn't know what I wanted, but I knew what I didn't want. And then as I was traveling, I traveled during a really prime time in the industry. There was a rise of social media and the rise of travel technology and the impact all of this had on the tourism industry. So I got really unique perspectives on what people liked, what worked, what didn't work. New roles came about, like blogging and influencer and all these other things. And I said, I still don't want to book trips for people. Like, I feel like my options are so limited when I have such a deep passion for travel. And I've been traveling for quite some time now, and I've had tens of thousands of conversations with other travelers. And I knew that travel meant something so deeply and so personal to each and every one of us that wasn't being represented in the tourism industry when it came to how travel was being marketed, planned, booked, sold, talked about. And so I started to find a void in the industry. And I gave myself the age of 30. When I'm 30, I'll sit down and kind of figure out my next steps in life. And so I enjoyed my travels in the meantime. And 30 came about, and it was the first time I traveled with a little tablet laptop thing. And I was in the north of Spain in my hostel room, and I opened the laptop and said, how to start an online business. What are people doing online? Like, how do I turn travel into something online? Because I haven't found anything yet. And the coaching industry came up. Not travel coaching didn't come up, but coaching, life, health, wellness, fitness, business coaching. And I was like, wow, this is a really booming industry. I want to be a travel coach. Didn't see it, didn't care, didn't hear about it before, didn't even Google it. Something in my heart said, I want to be a wellness travel coach, and I want to focus in business travel, because that was an industry I was super interested in studying. And soon after that, that was in 2018. Soon after that, I started getting other people reaching out online saying, hey, what's a travel coach? Where did you hear about that? Maybe I want to do it. Maybe I've already been doing it and didn't know. And it clicked again. And I said, I'm going to create the platform for it. And that's when I founded the Travel Coach Network. So that was in late 2018, and we're still growing to today.
So how many travel coaches have you worked with?
So in our flagship program, our travel coach certification program, we have 645. And in our global community, so that's in our newsletter, our private Facebook group, our social channels, we have about 15,000 across everything.
Tell you what, folks, you're going to want to stick with us, and we're going to come back with Marcia Herrera-Rose, and she's going to talk about the steps to become a travel coach. So stick with us. We'll be right back. This is going to be a lot of fun.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show. We're having a wonderful show. We're talking with Sahara Rose DeVore. She's a travel coach, and she's going to be talking to us how to become a travel coach. But first, I truly want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends, family, and associates know about the show. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network, AMFM 247. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live your life of personal and financial freedom. Now, we're going to uplift our spirit today because Sarah's going to help us. Sahara's going to help us with that. So let's start talking about, you know what, somebody wants to become a travel coach. They've got the same bug that you do, and they're like, okay, that's me, whether they're in their 30s, 20s, or they're 65 or 70. What would be like the first step? Or in fact, what is the right attitude to want to do this? Because I know it's not for everybody. And we've, you know, there are people, oh, I'll go try this. You know, let's find out what's the right, what do you really need to have to make this work?
Yeah. So first of all, I'll start with the definition of a travel coach, because a lot of people still don't know what a travel coach is, right? When we say we have a travel business, our mind automatically goes to being a travel agent. And that is not what the Travel Coach Network is. We're not a travel agency. We don't teach travel agents how to become travel agents. But there's a caveat to that. There are a lot of travel agents and advisors who have come into the Travel Coach Network, combine it. So that is a something that we do work with our travel advisors with. But a travel coach is someone who doesn't focus on the booking phase of a trip. Instead, they help people bring awareness to their why for travel, set intentions for their trip. So what are you looking to get out of this? Why do you want to get away in the first place? How do you want to feel before, during, after your trip? What do you want your life to look like? and use travel as a tool in what I call our toolkit for life, for transformation, for healing, for personal growth, for professional development, for self-discovery, clarity, all of these goals and aspirations that we have when we are up at night searching and Googling for destinations to travel to and budget flights to take at the last minute. There's an underlying reason for that why. And so travel coaching brings that to the surface and helps people incorporate travel into their life to whatever degree that looks like for them.
So what you're really saying is you really want to find out the why, the why, the why, and then start helping them create that why, because a lot of people go and travel and they say, we're going to go here, they're going to go there. But what is it really all about?
Yeah. What is that like? So when you are able to help someone pull back the layers and figure out that why for their trip, they can then make better planning and booking decisions. For example, if someone is saying, I'm feeling burnt out in my job, I'm a busy mom. I put everyone before myself. I've gone through a big career change lately. I've recently lost a loved one. Like, I'm going through a lot and I want a vacation. I need to relax. I need to get away. I need to, I need to feel better. And so there's a lot of reasons what they're looking for. So that mom, that person, that traveler might be looking for reconnection with their inner self, reinvention. Who are they in their next phase in this new career path that they're on? When they're able to make these better decisions or understand more about their trip, they can make decisions on where to go. So maybe this person thought that they wanted to go to Paris because it's been on their bucket list. Their friends have been there. They see beautiful pictures. It's popular. Everyone talks about it. We see Paris everywhere and how wonderful it is. But instead of going to a busy hustle bustle city like Paris, France, maybe at that time, that trip, that person needs something a little bit more off the beaten path, a little bit quieter, a little bit more in nature. There's so many healing benefits that travel can bring for us and nature can bring for us and being in other cultures can bring for us. This is all based on research that exists out there, the mental, emotional, spiritual, social benefits that travel can bring us. Tapping into that and helping those travelers be more intentional on where they go, why they're going there, how they get there, how long they're going for, who they're going with. And then that's where the better planning and more intention on the booking can come into play if you're a travel advisor.
So basically what you're saying is it's really about a memorable experience. So somebody, whether it's decompression, figuring out their life, or just want to really experience something they've never experienced before, why to go to some place, even though it's on a bucket list, that might not be that.
For that time. Yeah. I'm not saying you should never go to Paris, but there should be going to Paris for, in that example, if that person went to Paris, they might have, their anxiety might be heightened. The stress levels might be heightened. There's a different environment. We often think that travel is what's painted to us all the time, when the reality that it's not. And that's by coming in and working with a travel expert, like a travel coach, is really important to understand like the expectations of where you go. But it's really about providing more meaningful experiences for people versus taking a trip, feeling like you need a vacation from your vacation, having anxiety till you go on to your next trip. Travel coaching is about helping people take what they learned and experienced from that trip and applying it to their life. So now that that individual, that example, that woman can come back feeling more renewed, more connected, more clear, more rested, more relaxed, more with a better plan for her next steps in life versus going back to the same exact feeling you felt when you were searching and booking that flight in the first place.
I'll say this. This is really interesting because my daughter and son just went to Japan with 12 kids or friends. And my daughter lives in a different area. She's up in Boise, but she has, she came back after being with the people there and seeing everything there, realizing she was at the wrong place in life, and immediately says goodbye to the boyfriend. I'm leaving Boise. I'm coming back to California. And it took like the whole intention was like, bam, bam, bam. And she's already got a job and she's ready to go, you know. We're talking weeks and everything changed and she's like really excited about it and she's really super. So I get what you're saying there, because there's so many people that could have a wonderful experience and it could be life-changing for them if they had somebody to help them get there.
Yeah, yeah. It's not everyone is an avid traveler. There's a reason why travel professionals, travel coaches are who they are and what they do. We have a unique perspective on the industry, on these experiences. And that's why you go to an expert in the first place. And so it's about painting that picture of what could be for that type of traveler. Travel coaches focus in so many different niches. It's absolutely wild, the types of business models and niches that I work with my travel coaches on, and they come to me about, because it's so personal. And this is kind of going to your question on how does someone become a travel coach. Obviously, we have our certification program that certifies travel coaches, but some beginning steps for someone to think about are, what was your own why for travel? What has travel done for you? Why did you start traveling in the first place? And I don't want to hear pretty answers. I don't want to hear pretty answers like, because I like to explore, meet new people, try new food, see new sites. That told me absolutely nothing about why you started traveling, or why you ever went on that first trip or took that solo trip or whatever it might be. There's reasons why we traveled. I used to do this when I tell about my story. And when I graduated university, I would say, well, I had time and I graduated school and I didn't have a job yet, so I had the time to travel. Yes, that's true as well. But that wasn't my real why. I needed to get away. I was not happy in my mind, in my body, in my environment, in my routine. I was not in a good headspace. Didn't think travel was going to give me any answers, but I had a flight reaction and physically flew somewhere else. So there's always a why of what are we looking for and why we're trying to get away. And so tapping into that for yourself as a traveler, as someone who likes to travel, who believes in the benefits, the powers of travel, that is an important first step. And why is because you're trying to figure out from a business standpoint who you could serve, who your ideal clients could be. Oftentimes it starts with how travel has impacted you. What is it that you believe so deeply in about travel, and who needs to hear that? So what kind of aha moments, transformations, changes, revelations has travel brought to your life? Where were you before that happened? And who could possibly benefit from an experience like that that you've had? So that's a beginning point for a lot of people who are starting off as a travel coach. And then after that is just figuring out what your business model is going to be.
Mm-hmm. I can totally see that, because we did something with our kids, or actually we sent our kids to Mexico with a group, and it was supposed to be a travel thing, but the goal was to build a home for somebody who doesn't have one. And then the goal was transformation for our kids to see what the real world's like and what people who are less fortunate and stuff like that. But you know what? They went from the kind of demanding kid thing to something of, okay, now I appreciate, I've never heard more thank yous after that. Not because they were thanking us for going, but they realized that they have something that somebody doesn't. And they made them appreciate everything they have and what their world is and their friends are and all that much, much more. So I totally get that. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Travel can bring us a new sense of gratitude, empathy, compassion, understanding, and acceptance of others. It teaches us a lot about ourselves, our strengths and our weaknesses. And it also teaches us a lot about humanity in the world. It gives us these new perspectives. I know as a solo traveler myself, you know, there's a lot of myths and limiting beliefs and ideas that exist out there on it being unsafe and the world, this country is not safe and these type of people are not safe, or staying by yourself is not safe, or whatever it might be. And beyond just safety, I wouldn't be who I am if I didn't travel as much as I did. And I wouldn't have the type of heart that I have and the understanding that I have if I didn't travel, because I was that person who needed support and comfort and acceptance in someone else's world. And the fact that a stranger would embrace me with open arms and give me help or directions or guidance or a smile and welcomed me even in the slightest bit speaks volumes. And that's what I talk about, taking what it is that you realize and learn. And this could be from like a eco-friendly sustainability perspective. It could be from a helping perspective. It could be about material things. There's so many different things we realize through travel that we can bring back with us. And even if you're not someone who travels to 84 countries, which is crazy, I don't recommend that for everyone, you can shape who you are, what kind of life you have, type of person you are in your communities, in your family, in your household, as a mother, as a friend, as a parent, all based off of taking a trip.
Hey folks, stick with us. We're going to be right back. And we are talking with Sarah Rose DeVore about how to be a travel coach. We're going to get into those tips pretty soon. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio. the station that makes you feel good.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I want to do thank you for joining us, sharing us with all your friends and family throughout the world. This has been wonderful. The show keeps growing and growing, and we're very, very thankful for you all. Now, we have Sahara Rose DeVore. She is the CEO and founder of Travel Coach Network. We've been talking about what it takes to become a travel coach, mindset, things like that, and how you help people. And I'd like to just talk about that a little bit more. So, for example, you have the ICF accredited certification program as a travel coach. What's involved with that?
Yeah, so the travel coach certification program, it started as my way of, as I was building my wellness travel coaching business, to guide and empower and help others put their passion for travel into a travel coaching business structure model. And then over years, I think it was about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, it was accredited by the International Coach Federation, which is an annual thing that we have to do, pay for it. It's a long process. It's very tedious. We chose ICF because it is the gold standards of the gold standards of the coaching industry. So it abides by all of their coaching fundamentals, core competencies, business resource development, and everything. And so the Travel Coach Certification Program is designed to take people from complete scratch. You, of course, can have an idea of or already be a coach of some sort or be a travel business owner of some sort. So it can meet you wherever you are. But if you have no idea and you're just starting off, the program also helps you with that. Figure out what you can do, who you can serve. So I talked a little bit about that, of just getting started. And then once you do figure out your own why, what is your who your ideal client is, what is your core message, it takes you through building a really solid foundation for your business, which is essential for every business. So what is your brand all about? What are your values? What is your brand story? Everything from a strategic standpoint. And then it takes you through how do you build this into an actual business? Like, what are your revenue streams? What do you want to do? And in the Travel Coach Network, just because coach is in the word or the term, we are big believers that you don't have to do one-on-one coaching with people if that's not what you really want to do. We support people to build and craft a business that aligns with their own interests, skills, passions, because you're the one who has to get up and do it every day, right? And there's so many different ways that you can take the concept of travel coaching and build a business. Of course, yes, we do have a lot of travel coaches who work one-on-one with individuals, their unique ideal clients, group coaching, if community support, if connection with like-minded individuals is something that your ideal client needs, then a group coach could, program could be a great option for you. If you are a travel agent who likes the booking phase of a trip and taking on all of that itineraries and everything, great. Combine coaching with that. And that's going to enhance how you better understand your ideal client, how you better market yourself, how you better serve and provide these transformative experiences for your clients and continue a business that makes it authentic and unique to you versus an overly saturated industry that you drown in. We have retreat leaders We have life coaches. We have tour operators. So whatever it is that you feel like you want to do, that is up to you to figure out, which we help you figure that out through the through working through the program. But we give you all these different ideas to generate revenue. It could look like affiliate marketing. It could look like partnerships. It could look like gaining sponsorships. There's so many different ways that you can take your value, your expertise, what it is you believe in your messaging, and get that to your ideal clients and serve them in a meaningful way. And all the revenue streams, those are the easy part to figure out. And then how do you take that and get visible? We talk about visibility. How do you actually grow your business? So there's so much that we cover, and that's something that sets our program apart from any other coaching industry or coaching program out there. That there's a lot of ICF accredited programs out there, but we're the only one that takes your passion for travel and integrates that into how you can change the lives of others.
So as a travel coach, you can actually be a retreat leader, which means you can lead a number of people to a retreat to get a certain result from that.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And then if you're just looking to make sure people have a better experience and you're already booking people to do travel and stuff like that, you could use the tools to enhance that and create your presence as somebody who helps people walk through the perfect travel or the perfect vacation or tour or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Travel coaching is essentially, it's like a plug and play model. Like you're able to take this and build like an actual coaching business, or you can take this and apply it to whatever business model it is that you're interested in. Some people want to, we have travel coaches who go on group trips with their clients, and that's what they like to do. That's how they generate their revenue. We have those who are retreat leaders who like that in-person wellness aspect, transform together. We have those who, like I said, want to create itineraries and book their trips and get commission as a travel advisor as well. We provide so many different opportunities and options through our platform and our partners that we bring in, or our travel coaches to sculpt their ideal travel business.
Okay, so that's really great to know. So now let's talk about a little bit, you know, everybody has the question, hey, what can a travel coach make?
Yeah,
absolutely. And I mentioned there's some big ranges because some people do it more for fulfillment than anything else. Or an enhancement to their business. So there, people are like, hey, what would be the ranges here?
Yeah, that's when it comes to pricing, I think if you ask anything in the coaching world, that's really hard because everyone is going to have a different business model. Everyone brings different skills and value to the table. And everyone has a different type of ideal client. So I know for me as a wellness travel coach, my business model was to work with companies to stand on stages and speak and present. So I didn't want to work with individuals. But if we're talking about just like from a coaching standpoint, usually, again, it's going to depend on what is the value, what is the journey that you're taking your client on. We have travel coaches who work with individuals who are wanting to completely move abroad. So that is a long journey between when they first work with them to them selling everything, getting ready, choosing a destination, testing things out, and moving abroad. We have people who help people take travel experiences that help them with a mindset or empowerment. That's a journey. So if we talk about transformation, that takes time as well. So as a travel coach, you have to figure out what's your process from point A to point Z, from working with your client to the results or outcomes that you're helping them achieve. Take a look at that, and then you have to put a price to that. There are travel coaches who then create programs, signature programs. I've heard of travel coaches who have like $5,000 signature programs that are like 3 months long, intense, you know, teaching people how to be able to figure out how they can travel on their own without spending an arm and a leg. There's so many different topics that travel coaches help people with. So it's all very specific to them. Running retreats can be very lucrative, incorporating travel coaching into that. There are people who make, you can make like 10 to 12,000 off of a 8-person retreat. So it's really specific to the business models.
Okay. So no, that's great. Cause you know what? I'm going to bet there are people who may be a little bit older, but want to create a part-time income, mm-hmm. and they can use travel coaches. And then others are like yourself who are, hey, this is my full-time gig. This is what I want to do. I want to live this. I want to grow this. I want to be passionate about it. And I want to see a result with people. And obviously can make 10, 12, 15 times more. So I just, you know, the question was there and I thought the viewers would love to hear that.
No, it's a great question. People ask all the time. It's always just really hard from my perspective to say anything because like I'm running through all my different travel coaches in my mind and what they do and who they serve and what they charge. So It's such a range. And it depends if you do like talk about one-on-one to group. But like I said, there's ones that stand out and they make $3,000 to $5,000 in one signature program, coaching program they've designed for travelers. So Anything is possible. And that's really, again, up to the value that you're providing.
No, that's great. That's great. It just, you know, allows people to know that there's a wide range of, you know, what you can make, what you can do because it's your business. So whether you're getting started or at the end of your career, you want something extra, it's all there for you. It just depends on how you want to create that and craft that. Yeah. So with that, I wish you well. We'll see you next time on Saving with Steve. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Tired of losing weight only to gain it all back? The weight loss experts at SlimRank.com have done the research. SlimRank.com ranks the safest, most effective GLP-1 programs that get and keep the weight off for good. Stop watching the scale go up and down. Go to SlimRank.com and pick America's number one weight loss program today. SlimRank.com. That's SlimRank.com. Your dream body is just a few months away. SlimRank.com.